Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's Lee Kwai Lau with the LFAM Streamers Podcast, and we're here today with some special guests that are just amazing. They've been blowing up the TikTok scene with their singing. They're a duel, and let me just tell you, if you haven't heard them yet, you're going to be amazed, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves here in a second. I just want to give a shout out to Sneak Energy, Secret Labs, and Cyberpower PCs. You guys are amazing, and if you don't know what Sneak is, Sneak doesn't have all the junk in it. It just allows you to have all the good stuff where you can stay healthy. Anyways, let's get into this podcast. We don't have much time, and we're going to hopefully be back with these two wonderful individuals. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go ahead and take over. Mention your, tell them a little about you. I want them to be surprised.
All right. So I am Brother Rick, and this is
Javier Sakai.
And we are a father-son duo. As he said, we have been going viral on TikTok. We have several viral videos on TikTok. John Legend shared us on his page. Dak shared us on his page. We've been shared on a lot of people's pages, and we have a lot of followers. I think we're over 300,000 now. And the moral of the story with us is we love music, we love Jesus, and we figure we'll put them both together in a way that it can relate to your situation, and people just love it. So we can't do anything but be grateful.
Love it. Love it. You know, I love the fact that you bring the Lord into this and Christ. Many of us today go through a hindering time. And what better way to fill the hearts than to fill it with grace? When you first start singing, how old were you guys? I mean, obviously, you must have started your son young. I mean, because, you know, I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah. He recorded his first song when he was 4.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was 4 years old when we had him in the studio. He did his first song. I don't know where it is now, but I definitely remember him being 4 when he recorded his first song. And I've been doing music since I was about 8, maybe. Started in the church at the time.
I can tell.
Somebody told me I could sing. And I was like, well, that's all I needed to hear.
Man, I wish somebody would tell me that. I think everybody tells me not to sing, but you know, I wasn't that lucky. That was not lucky at all.
Sure.
There's Dow. Dow's coming aboard. He's a fan. He's a huge fan. Now he's 6'8", so don't make him mad. He'll come at you like Godzilla.
Nah, I'm 6'4". I'm not 6'8". I am a fan though. I am 100% a fan. Y'all are phenomenal. And I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, everything that you got going on. I saw the John Legend share too. When I came in, I heard y'all talking about that, and he reacted to it and everything. But yeah, that's all y'all's remixes are so spicy.
Yeah,
they're not underground. They're so spicy. So they have so much quality and value in it.
I like the
man.
Runs.
I appreciate it.
I like the rhythms.
We need you. You know what I'm saying? We need you. And you're doing something that I'm doing, and a lot of other brothers are doing, which is erasing that stereotype and erasing that narrative that they try to push upon us about us not doing what we need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I put you kind of up there with the Toby Nwiwi. You know what I'm saying? So You know what
I appreciate you, it, man. Yeah. I mess with Toby the long way.
You know, we outside. So yeah, I just had to come in and get that off my chest meat first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely, man. And much love. We definitely appreciate that, man, for real. Love to inspire people, man. You know, we all got a story, right?
Yes.
It's just fortunate for us that God gave us TikTok as a platform to tell ours. And it's working, man. I can't complain about it.
Love it. Me and Dow, we go way back since being on Mixer, and then when Mixer separated, we decided to do something different together. And we sit on this platform sometimes talking, even after we're done streaming, hours about Jesus to the world, to history and everything. And we always realize that if we don't have our roots, we don't have a way to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Today's society is so driven by distraction that they think you could build an empire or build a force out of just overnight, but they don't want to plant the seed. They don't want to nurture the soil. They don't want to give it water and care or sing to it. And what happens is it always falls apart.
All the time.
But what I see you guys doing, boy, y'all are planting the, forest and nature. You're creating a nursery.
Hey, we're trying, man.
They say Rome wasn't built in a day, but I heard a dude say, but they were laying bricks every hour on the hour. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so. I heard that. And that's what it is, man. It's consistency.
Yes.
You know? It's consistency.
What's your son's favorite part about the TikTok and the recording? What's his favorite part about doing the recordings?
I'll let you answer that.
Like recording the TikTok or recording the song?
The TikToks record everything, your whole in general.
Well, I like recording the TikTok. I like recording the TikToks more because we have like a creative like way we want to do things.
Right. I like the way you pop in there, and man, you go off sometimes, let me tell you. You got some talent, boy.
Thank you.
I'm like, man, this little man is fired. Look at this. Man, and to think you're only what, 12, you said? 11 years old. Oh my dow. You imagine this kid when he's like 20 years old.
Different level.
Wow.
Different level. Well, I mean, man. we can kind of see the blueprint, you know what I mean, sitting next to him, you know, sitting to his right. You know what I mean? We kinda don't really gotta imagine, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you. This is like Mufasa and Simba. Oh man. I love it though. I absolutely love the father duel team. I just think it's awesome. I don't know if this is
a question that's already been covered, but if y'all could have a feature, right? If there was like two or three artists that you could feature, right, you know what I'm saying? We all about speaking into existence in the upcoming, like, you know, 2 years. Who's at the top of that list? Of course, you're taking all of them, but I'm just, who's at the top of that list? You know what I mean?
At the top of the list for me, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
And then I'll let him give you his.
Spicy. Okay.
Mine would be Kendrick.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you why, though, right?
All
right. Not only because Kendrick is Kendrick, right? But Kendrick has a like spirit because he looks at the Bible differently than a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying I agree 100% with what a lot of other people who believe in the Bible or say they believe in the Bible. I'm not saying we're all 100%. But there's a lot that people don't know that Kendrick actually believes that is very kindred to where I'm at when it comes to the Word of God.
Okay.
So it's not, like I say, it's not only that he's Kendrick, because it's definitely also that he's Kendrick.
Right, yeah.
But it's also because our belief system is very similar. So okay. I think we can make some magic together because the message is going to be very, his message and my message will be very close to each other.
Okay.
So that's me. What about you? If you can have any feature in the world on a song.
It's hard. I'm thinking three people.
You got to speak up.
I'm thinking of four people.
Just give us two.
Yeah. Nah, give us four. I mean, never mind. Give us two. Give us four.
Yeah, give them four.
But they don't know everybody, I'm going to say.
They might. You don't know who they know.
Okay.
So. Also, we always want to know the new. You know what I'm saying? What you got? Might be somebody my kids can listen to or something, you know? So, yeah.
One is D-Osama, Future, DaBaby, and Lil Ben.
What about Ron?
I don't like his music anymore.
Roddy's music did change. I'm still a fan, yeah. But the music definitely changed.
Yeah.
That was a different Roddy, man.
It was.
I thought that was hard. He did that one for me, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm with you, bro.
You know, I mean, I grew up, my dad was a huge Motown fan. Huge record. Yeah. He got me to love music. And so I grew up, obviously I got a piano in the background there. Drum set, I have guitars, I have saxophone, but like that is one of the things I could do at a really young age, just play instruments. And the thing is Motown, you know, when you listen to old Motown or jazz, there's been studies that music and frequency heals the body, as well as enlightening properties within our negative and positive ions of our skin.
Check this out. Can I add this real fast?
Yes, brother.
So in scripture, whenever I believe it was the prophet Jeremiah, right? They called it, they needed a prophet to speak to the people. They wanted to hear from God before he spoke. And I might be misquoting the fact that it's Jeremiah, so I don't want nobody hit me up like, you wrong, it wasn't Jeremiah. So, but there was a prophet, they wanted him to speak to the people, and before he spoke, he said, bring me a minstrel. And the Bible says when the music started playing, the hand of the Lord started moving, and then he started prophesying.
Oh, unite. Now, okay, this is wild that you say that. There was a study done on people of different nationalities. And when they studied the skin of anyone who had, I always say this wrong because my speech impediment, melanin.
Melanin.
In their skin, when you play a record with a certain, needles were made out of like diamond tips and stuff, right?
Yeah.
When you play it around somebody of color, do you know that they start to resonate a higher energy?
Never heard that one before.
Makes me wonder why we went to CDs so quick. Rah. I still have a record player. I will never get rid of a record player. I got 45s. I love music.
Okay.
I got 45s. I got a huge collection. And, you know, like when I, something about that record, when I put it on, you listen to jazz or something. I mean, come on, some old Al Green or something. Dude, like, man.
Al Green go crazy.
Ugh.
Man, who are you telling? Al Green go crazy.
It'll make you do wrong.
Oh, man. Growing up, who was your favorite artist that you inspired, that you wanted to try to either mimic or produce your own style off of? Everybody kind of always seems to have an artist that they felt comfortable singing first before anybody else.
Growing up, my favorite artist, it was actually a group, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Really?
Singing, rapping. This was before trap was trap.
Yes.
Bone was one of the first people to do it. And that's why I liked him so much.
Thanks to the late Eazy-E.
Wait, hold on. That's what we're not going to do. I'm from Houston, Texas. Okay. I'm from Houston, Texas. So when it comes to singing and rapping, we've been doing that since the sun was coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But
listen to the Big Mo's and the, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing that forever.
But that's why I didn't say Bone was the originator. I said they were one of the first ones. Not the first.
Okay.
They were one of. They were the ones that got the popularity for the rest of the world outside of Houston to first experience these things.
They were my first experience
to the singing and rapping sound.
I'm not gonna lie. When they came in with that boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
I was like, whoa.
See you at the crossroads or you won't be lonely.
I love it. Let me tell you, that song still is popular. I'm from Cali. I'm from L.A. So, you know, my cousins are all music producers out there. So, what's funny is Crazy, who I met a bunch of times, and we even hung out when he came to Florida. Crazy's the most humble, laid-back brother, dude. When you start talking to him, I mean, just genuine. And, you know, some people, they only see the one side of an artist, but they forget that there's another side. There's a human side. You know? And let me tell you something. When you're just sitting down chilling and you're talking, you can pretty much ask him anything, you know, and he'll just open up to you. So shout out to Crazy, man. You're a cool dude. And the rest of the guys out there, I don't know what they're doing today. I saw them they did a tour for a little bit, right? And then they stopped or something. I don't know.
I know just a few years ago they dropped another album. I'm not sure if all of them were on there.
No,
but just a few years ago they dropped another album. I heard a couple songs that were pretty decent.
Yeah, because I think Busy was having some beef or something.
Busy is a different type of individual, man. Did you see the verses?
Yeah, dude.
Listen, Busy is a different type of individual. He was one of the biggest inspirations growing up before I found out what was going on up here.
Yeah.
But he's definitely, and shout out to Busy. He's just a different type of individual, man. I love them all.
He is. Going back, looking at groups of today, would you say that people like Boyz II Men was something that you liked? I saw a video where I forgot who it was. His kids were in a restaurant eating. I forgot which one it was on the group. But somebody asked him, "Can you all sing?" And they busted out like they were Little Temptations or something. Like I was like, how you get that much talent in one place? I mean, you know, like that is crazy. So, you know, it sounds like when you love music as much as you do and it's in your heart, like it is for him and for you, you pass it on. And do you feel that that music is truly your legacy that you want to leave with your son?
If I leave my son a legacy, it would be the word of God, right? That's the legacy that I want to leave him. You heard the old saying, right? You give a man a fish, he eats for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he can eat for the rest of his life. The word of God is how I teach my son how to fish. It's how we navigate life. The ups and the downs, you know, we still deal with, as we were speaking before, we deal with a lot of racism still to this day. Yes. We deal with a lot of hatred. There's a lot about us as a people that other people don't like, and they don't want us to tap into our full potential. So they put a lot of roadblocks in front of us. And I believe, you know, Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So if we can get free up here, then we navigate life differently.
Yep.
So that's the legacy I'm trying to leave my son. I'm trying to show him how to be free up here. And if he can do that through music, I'm just going to be even the happier.
Yeah. Well, I feel that it really is almost like a way of prophesizing. I really do. And you go back to that scripture that you said, and when somebody sings or somebody gets inspired and the endorphins start to amplify in the brain, it's been proven when endorphins activate, people relate. People come back. People enjoy. And so everything we do, we got to remember that these societies and certain music, certain television programs are programmed in a certain way. And yes, even on instruments, people, there are known as like demonic keys or low frequency things like that stuff's real. Like people like, oh, no way. It's true. It's been experimented with ice, with plants. Certain things make certain reactions, right? There's always a counter reaction. And I think that's beautiful that you're teaching him that, because I feel at a young age with his talent, you being by his side. I mean, literally, the mentorship is beautiful. And I just want to say this to all the young brothers out there and fathers. You know, you may not have the best relationship with your wife if you're divorced, or if you guys had a child and you were never together at the child. Just do me a favor, brother. Go out there and be a part of your son or daughter's life, because the father role model plays such a big part in their becoming, and it's everything. It's everything.
They downplay us quite a bit as fathers. They really do. The statistics are ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like being raised without a dad, like the you're so much higher for negativity. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that buffer there. You know what I'm saying? So it's. You know, raised without a dad. If you look up the stats, you do the research. It's crazy. They downplay us though, but we are 100% needy. 100% needy.
I've always felt that, you know, as a man, and you can look at this. A female should never be stripped of her duties as a mother, as being a female. That's a mother is something that they could do very, very well when it comes to comforting.
Yeah.
But as a provider. As the strength, the backbone, no matter what, you know, a man will always be a man, because we are that person. We are what God intended us to be. And the thing is that when you have a son, that son needs that man. And for all the brothers out there, for all black generations, the way we stop it, the way we infiltrate and break everything is by keeping the families together. Keep the families together and get that crazy stuff they program in our minds to think that, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. It's not. That's what they want you to think.
Totally agree.
You know, the truth is you have everything right in front of you. The key is not to lose it. And one thing we learned about the devil will give you everything you think you want, right? And in the end, you still won't be happy.
cold part is, like, about the grass is greener, if you just would water yours a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk about the grass greener on the other side. If you could just water yours just a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
And that's true, right? Because the grass needs water and sun. Well, the sun is going to do its job every day. You got to do yours.
Yes, yeah. You do. I'm a strong believer in every tree has an axe and that you nourish your fruit. Yeah. And if you don't nourish your fruit will become spoiled and your tree will be cut down. I'm a strong believer in that. And my son is too. My son has strong morals. So does my daughter. And a lot of times I'm always asked on how is it that your kids always behave the way they did? They're respectable. You know, they've been a good asset to society. But here's the thing. In our house, the first thing we started with was breaking bread at the table and saying grace. And I think that's something people need to realize, that when you could openly talk and eat together and even pray together in public before you eat, you're already making a statement that you cannot be broken.
Yeah.
And I think that's important, because I can't tell you how many times I go to eat and I look around and people get their food and they're just eating. They're in a routine, right?
Yep.
And right away we grab each other's hands, we say grace, we eat. And I strongly believe that you always give thanks, because in this world, in Mother Earth, everything we take in our bodies, everything we receive, including the sun and the air, is a gift. It's a gift. And to take it for granted, I can't do that.
I totally agree, man. You know, when a family can come together and they pray together, whether it be privately, publicly, it just shows unity, you know?
What's your next project that you guys have coming up that you think you might do?
Well, in the middle of writing this EP, we just dropped a song at midnight last night called The Walking Dead. Yeah, this interview came in like right on time. We had a performance last night.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Let's go.
Yeah. So yeah, we're in the middle of working on an EP, right? So I guess I'll give this to you guys first, right? Because it just came to me.
Let's go. Let's go.
I haven't released the name of the EP to anybody yet, right?
Okay.
And I was going to call it like Father Like Son, because that's the playlist that we have on TikTok. But as we were in the middle of talking, what came to me was dopamine. What is dopamine? Yeah. Dopamine are the endorphins in your mind that makes you happy, right? It makes you feel positive. And I think that's what we're going to call the EP. It's going to be called Dopamine.
Let's go.
I don't know, because your bars are dope and mean. You know what I'm saying?
The double entendre.
Yeah.
Look at Dow dropping bars.
I like that. Sure.
Speaking of dopamine things, all right, are you a Michael Jackson fan?
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Am I alive?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wait,
so,
you got to get your glasses. You got to get your other glasses on, man. You know you're talking to a black man here, man.
Hey, so I got to make this statement, then I got a question for you. All right. So they say that Michael Jackson is so timeless, right? Because every time you play a record of his to somebody new, he just gets a new fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when I thought about that. That's such a truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so just true. A different. Because we were comparing him to Prince. Prince is hard. Purple Rain is phenomenal. Like phenomenal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's phenomenal, right? But when you start talking about Mike, it's just different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Top three. For father and for son, top three MJ songs.
Ooh. Top three MJ
top
songs.
Three.
Oh, you know, man.
Okay. This is easy. My top three is... Wait. Hold on. I got more than three.
Ooh, it was easy, though.
Okay. For my top three, I would have Beat It. I was just thinking of Bad.
Okay.
Bad. And... Smooth Criminal.
Okay.
I definitely do that.
It's hard.
So for my top three, I got to go with Dirty Diana.
Woo.
Leave Me Alone. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. That's one of my favorites. And then for the third one, I would have to go with...
It's such a hard spot. It's a valuable spot right there, man.
Yeah, because there's many directions we can go in.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see if he says what I'm thinking.
You are not alone. Come on, man. Those gotta be my top three.
So this, you're far away. I don't know why I'm about to say this on this podcast. Way to live forever. I should not be saying this, but I shouldn't be saying this. But my grandfather said that Michael Jackson stole that song from him.
Stole it from
right
who?
Hand, stole
right
it from
hand, right hand. He said that Michael Jackson stole "You Are Not Alone" from him. George Burdo from Galveston County said that Michael Jackson stole that song. I got you, Granddaddy. I told the world.
He's like, I told you.
Yeah, I told the world. That's what he said. He said, yeah, that's what he said. He was playing it. Yeah, I don't know.
To Dow's grandfather, if he stole it, he at least made it a hit, brother.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I ain't going to say he didn't steal it. I don't know. All I know is he made it a hit and he made his way into my top three. So to whoever wrote it, I appreciate you.
Hey, I got one for you, though. I was surprised you didn't say Man in the Mirror.
I like Man in the Mirror. But I think with Man in the Mirror, when Michael Jackson died, like, it was played so much, that it was kind of like, I love it. But there's a few others. But I mean, you only asked for three. There's so many. I could have said PYT.
Yes. You could play. Listen. You could be on the first date and be bombing, right? Be bombing on the first. Like, man, this is the worst date I ever had.
Wish I wanted to love you, PYT.
It's all like you. You know what I mean? Like, we out.
Hey, let me tell you. You play that song in my house. And my wife is dancing everywhere. She dances all over the house. You play that song. That is the number one song at a wedding. Like, at a wedding. They play that nonstop. I always play that at a wedding. Michael Jackson. Nobody dances at a wedding, right? And all of a sudden, they're like, okay, Michael Jackson time.
Hey, my son brought up another hit, right?
What we got?
The Earth Song.
Earth.
Ooh, yes, I remember that.
Earth Song.
I don't know it.
The video, it was like the apocalypse in the video. Yes. He was hanging on to the tree and everything was being burned around him.
Deep.
Earth Song.
It's deep.
How Earth Song go, son? Do you remember?
No. The setting that he was in was like...
I can't even remember, but I know it's a cut. I used to sing it all the time, but it's not coming to my mind right. He's about to look it up.
What about Sunrise? What about Rain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that.
Okay.
That song was deep. That song was deep, but it hit pretty hard. I mean, that's like that when he created that song, They Don't Really Care About Us.
See, you can go on and on.
Like, that speaks the facts today.
So I had a nephew that came in, because I'm a barber by trade, right?
Okay,
so I had a nephew that came in to get a haircut. He's 4 years old.
I'm going to send down.
You know who
way.
His favorite person in the whole world is right now?
Who's that?
Michael Jackson.
You play a record for Michael Jackson?
Michael's little son.
Man.
4 years old. He said he wanted to be Michael Jackson for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what you can see between the difference between Prince and Michael. Prince, amazing musician.
Yeah.
Right? Amazing musician.
And entertainer. Amazing entertainer too.
But it's Michael was on a spiritual level, man.
It's just different. Like you can't.
And
you could literally get different generations to go up against Michael Jackson for verses.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When they try to do him wrong, you know, that was upsetting. I'm going to share something with you guys. And this is a fact.
Y'all about to, because I know you guys got to get ready to go.
Okay, real quick. One of my close friends growing up was Nick Carter. Aaron Carter knew Michael, right? And when they tried to bash Michael, Aaron Carter got livid because he said, this is exact words, Michael is the most humble person I've ever met. He is like a child when it comes to caring. Like, he cares. And he says, Michael never did any of that. Never tried any of that. And he says, and even today on TikTok, Aaron would be the first one to say, hey, do not come in here talking smack about Michael because I'll ban you instantly. Nope, nobody's gonna say those lies and say that when I know who he was. And he says he would give the shirt off his back to make you smile. And, you know, it just goes to show you that, like, you know, we see the media, but we see how people are gone after, right? We've seen this. And it makes you wonder with Ye, right? Let's just say, why is it that freedom of speech or somebody else's personality or how they feel or beliefs or whatever, why is it okay to always target the black race as criminals and, you know, F this, F that, and it's all this bad language and hatred, but yet when the black race wants to talk about God and being a Jew and all that, why can't we say those things?
Ye don't represent us.
I'm not saying that. You know, you have to be on the Ye wagon. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, isn't it? Do you feel? And this is one quick question. Do you feel that society with social media today is overstepping the boundaries of what creativity is and free will of the human spirit and mind, of being able to bring whatever you feel, think, and see to light without being reprimanded? Because how can you be a person of differency if you can't be different?
That's not my question. I feel like they always did that though, right? Like back in the day, you could paint a painting and, you know what I mean, get murdered for the painting that you painted. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all, art has always been judged harshly. You know, it always has been. And for him to, he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. I want to be Van Gogh. I want to be, you know, he's creating, because his character is art, right? We don't know who, you know, Kanye actually is. I've never talked to him. Y'all might have, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all might be swimming in that, you know what I mean? But I've never talked to him, so we don't know. We just know the character, right? So he himself is not art. He's a creation, but the character is art. And so he is making himself Van Gogh. He is making himself Disney. He is making, because all those people have negative connotations around them and they surround them within their art. So that's what he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
For sure. As artists, you should have the free will to say Jesus as much as you want, God, Lord, Christ, on records and albums. And I've had 4 family members that could have signed contracts, but at the table, they said, don't say that.
Yeah, I've been down that road. Obviously, before I ever went viral and before anybody ever really knew who we were, it was like, if you stop talking about Jesus so much, I can make you a millionaire today. And it's like, I don't need the money that bad. I'm okay. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but that's those individuals, right? Because we have so many artists that are millionaires that slang the name of Jesus like some good drugs. I'm going to use those words, right? They slang the name of Jesus like some good narcotics, man. And they're millionaires and they are successful in their craft. But it comes down to, and this is what I believe, right? It comes down to how you use the name. So if we using it and we doing music and we're pushing positivity and things like that is one thing. But if we use it to tear down somebody else, that's when it becomes a problem, right? So many people hide behind the name of Jesus. Well, I worship Jesus, Jesus this, and the Bible that. But your actions are a bad representation of who he actually is. So now you're using the name and you're tearing down other people, you're tearing down other races. And that's not what his name is for. His word will do that alone, but his name is not used for that, right? He came to save the whole world, according to the scripture.
Yep.
So if he came to save the whole world, use it in that context. Yep. And if you in a one-on-one conversation and it comes up, then you can tell them what the scripture says that they might feel tears them down, but it's actually just to build them up. Kanye uses it in a way, man, where, I mean, it's a Louisville slugger sometimes. Well, I'm all about Jesus. Yeah, but look what you said here about your own people. And then look what you said about these people. And look what you did here. Sometimes your delivery overshadows the truth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, that makes me think of a scripture where it talked about how God respected a man that kneels in a closet and prays alone than a man that stands in a corner, you know, just blasting out loud. Like, you know, there's a scripture I read. I remember that. And I remember thinking, like, I could see where if somebody is like in a mega church and they're doing all this stuff, but yet they won't really help people when in time of need, such as flooding, you know, just a couple of those out there.
Right.
Gemstones.
Hey, fellas, we got 2 minutes and I got to get out of here.
Let's wrap this
fellas.
Up, guys. All right. So hopefully we could do another one here. Maybe check back in with you guys from time to time and see what you guys are working on. And
I tell you what, once we drop the EP, maybe we could set something else up that'll give us a different tone of conversation as well, because we'll have more product. Go ahead.
Last question. Green Room Snacks. Father and son, Green Room Snacks. What we got?
Green Room Snacks. If you was in the green room, you had some snacks. What would it be?
Green Room has some snacks.
Some iced honey buns.
Yes.
Warm or cold? That's important.
Both. Yeah. He can eat them both ways. I like mine warm at all times.
Warm, okay.
Gotta have some milk. I'm a milk drinker, man.
It's not gonna affect the voice, the thickness of the. Oh, that's
I've been drinking milk for so long, I think I done built up a tolerance, man, that only a few people in the world has, brother.
I got
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Flaming Hot Cheetos okay. for him. Some jalapeno cheddar Cheetos for me.
Yes.
All day.
Yes.
Queso Ruffles.
Some of the queso ruffles.
That's the green bag, right? Chips. The green bag.
Yeah, who?
All dressed chips.
Them fire. They're a chip. They have like salt and vinegar, barbecue. It got a lot of different flavors in it, and they're called All Dressed. And they actually came, I think, from England, and they brought them over here to America. But they're so rare, everybody buys them as soon as they hit the shelf.
Wow.
I never heard of them.
I'm about to look at that.
And for candy, right? If we're gonna do some candy in the green room. I got to give me some Snickers, some Reese's. I like my chocolate, man.
Chocolate, yeah.
I'm a huge Reese's fan.
Butterfingers.
Twix. Some Twix. Yeah, we can do some Twix. I like Wiley's. A lot of people don't know about the Wiley Snickers. They got, I mean, not Snickers, the Wiley licorice.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Black licorice?
No, not the black.
Oh, no.
Not the black. Hold on. I'm talking about the strawberry,
right.
The green apple.
They got
green
apple licorice.
I thought
licorice was just plastic. I ain't gonna cap at you, fam. I didn't have to, man. What?
Listen, so with us, we keep the dietary law in the Bible, right? We keep the entire dietary law. And there's a lot of candies we can't eat because gelatin is made from pork. Most gelatins. You got beef gelatin, you got fish gelatin.
Right.
But the most common gelatin is pork. So there's a lot of stuff we can't eat. Uh-huh. But when we found these Wiley licorices.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was it. They call Wiley Wallabies. Something like that.
Old brandy, shout out.
I love black licorice. I don't know now. I like black licorice.
Those are good too.
Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm. But hey, fellas, right, man, guys, I enjoyed this, man. I got another appointment that's already here I got to get to.
Much love. Y'all are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank you so much for taking time on the LFAM Streamers Podcast. How can everybody find you? Real quick.
You can find us at Brother Rick on TikTok. I am Brother Rick on... Just search Brother Rick in Google. You're going to find everything you need right there.
There you go.
Brother Rick in Google. We love y'all, man, and we appreciate y'all.
God bless, and have an amazing day.
Thank you, brother.
Add y'all to the prayer list.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye.